When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sean sent it to me digitally. And yes, he printed out a blank piece of paper.
I've now sent this psychopath it digitally.
Okay. So if you want to go behind the curtain, yes, he gave me a fake piece of paper an hour ago. But there's an actual sheet. And I'll ask you one more time. Do you want about $100 as a real actual sheet?
No.
Okay, you don't, because there is.
But I have
so
my
now
own,
put it away.
I would like to make my
can
own
we, no, no. Can we update the audience who didn't tune in an hour ago as to why Tommy is randomly melting down?
Yeah, thank you.
5 minutes after an
I don't think I'm melting down.
Yes, an hour ago. It was an hour. I can't believe he's not over this already.
Yeah, rewind this.
Sean put Tommy on trial because he didn't go to the podium after Nick losses on Twitter, while after every Nick win, he tweets out the same thing.
Yeah.
So Sean made that point. He actually had evidence, provided it to us digitally. We did have a fake piece of paper to make it seem like it was a piece of paper, but Tommy needed to lift the curtain up because he's a big baby.
That's showbiz, so, baby.
That's showbiz, but we did have it digitally.
Got it.
And it showed all of his tweets.
Yes.
After wins and none after losses.
By the way, after he accepted that he was guilty and punished like a man, he's still worrying about the sound.
I was very classy.
So hold on. Let me finish updating the audience because it was an hour ago. Thank you, Sean, for reminding me.
It was an hour ago, yeah.
Tommy accepted that he was wrong for not tweeting after Nick losses. Tiki and I said, hey, you know, there's a punishment. The punishment is he has to go to the final Jet game of the year and stay the entire day. But we did exonerate him for being very repetitive over the same tweets after Nick wins. And I repeat, Sean, to his credit, and I do give him credit because usually I bust his balls for not working very hard. He worked very hard. He supplied every tweet after every Nick win or loss.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
So there was a document that you just started out of nowhere. I didn't even know what we're talking about. We're talking about something completely different.
No, I don't doubt that there's a document. I don't doubt that Sean did the legwork. But
so what's your problem now?
As Tiki would know, as a Star Wars fan, there's always two, a master and an apprentice. Sean is the apprentice. He works for somebody here. He is the puppet of somebody here, the mastermind behind it.
Senator Palpatine, first of all.
You sent them on this witch hunt.
First of all.
Admit it.
That's very mean of you to say that Sean doesn't do work and I had to do all
of it. Oh, no.
That's very mean of you.
He just did the work at your behest.
Oh, you think I brought this up to him?
There's a second spitter here if you're a Seinfeld
fan. He's the one that was trying to get revenge.
He's a puppet for Evan. The leader of the Coalition Indicators, who's trying to drag me down as usual. This is much like that Jalen Brunson tweet I had that's on a T-shirt that's going to be worn outside of Madison Square Garden by the loser of our pick contest. You are the leader of the Coalition Indicators, and he works for you.
Well, let one person decide. Tiki, do you think I'm the leader of this, or do you think Sean did this on his own?
You're probably the leader of it, but Sean is a, you know, he's a good stool.
He's a good stool.
He's a good patsy. Just a patsy.
He's just a patsy.
Amazing.
Now, I apologize. I don't want to get off track. It is 4:30, and for the first time in 2 months, we're bringing it back. One of the most popular segments in Evan and Tiki history. It's a new edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for
Posted and Toasted.
Yeah, you ready for Posted and Toasted?
I am. Don't Jack Ruby him, Tommy.
Thank you. He doesn't know what that means.
Sorry.
It's a JFK assassination.
Now, get you, Sean. Posted and Toasted is an old segment we've done here at WFAN where I do the legwork on this. I find old tweets of some of our fellow WFAN coworkers. They're sometimes of sports, sometimes of random things. And then the great Tiki Barber guesses which one of our coworkers was the author of said tweet. So let's kick things off with our very first example. This is from July 29th, 2019. So I'm at an Apple store, And I'm wondering what the protocol is to get some Apple associates' attention to help me. This is such a weird place. Hello? By the way, I do want to point out the first response to this person was, why don't you go on Twitter and act passive aggressively? Somebody should arrive within 5 minutes.
Definitely Al Dukes.
All right, so choice number one, Evan Roberts.
No.
Boomer Esiason.
No.
Al Dukes.
Yep.
Or Sean Morash.
Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Come on. Not Al Dukes.
Who the hell says hello other than Al Dukes?
Is it me, Boomer, or Morash? Who needed to be passive-aggressive on Twitter to get someone's attention at the Apple Store?
Boomer?
Boomer Esiason! Very good. Correct. That's Boomer Esiason.
Boomer is a hello guy?
He's a I'm frustrated I'm not getting help. I want an MVP in this league kind of guy.
But hello?
So let me go on Twitter and bitch about it.
But hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Maybe he got that from Al Dukes.
Yeah, maybe.
This one is from December 14th, 2020. So I guess it's kind of the midst of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I don't get all the fuss about Bruce Springsteen, but then I've always reminded this time of year that he's the guy that sings Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I love that song. Someone who doesn't understand the fuss about Bruce Springsteen, but loves, hey, he's the guy who sings Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Imagine only noticing Bruce Springsteen as the guy who sings Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Especially because that song is about 1,000 years older than that.
Very true. So who is it? Is it Evan Roberts, Sal Licata, Sean Morash, or Chris McMonagle?
That sounds like a Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
Sal?
Sal Licata!
Yes, it's Sal Licata.
See, yeah, I've had a similar opinion, so you weren't far off. I even guessed that was me.
You're not a Bruce Springsteen guy?
I don't get that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't get the fascination.
No, no,
he's fine. I don't think he's bad.
Have you ever been to a show?
Yes, and I don't get going 30 times a year to them like some people.
Well, do. I agree with that. You don't need to go 30 times a year, but I went to my first one this year.
Like, right.
We played the Ravens play. We called the game. I drove back to Asbury Park, went to the show. It was entertaining, even though I didn't know most of the songs.
He has a pace of play issue. I don't need him playing for 5 minutes. Right.
I understand the whole part of I don't get the appeal of Bruce Springsteen, but I also can name like 15 Bruce Springsteen songs.
Right.
Yes, and look.
I don't associate him as the I'm right. No, Santa's Coming to Town guy.
But to be fair, that might be his best song if we're not being like childish.
Better than Born in the
Santa
USA?
Santa Claus is Coming.
Even better than Glory Days. Better than Born to Run. Yeah, his version of Santa Claus. Again, he has hits, but if we're being real, not being cheeky, his Santa Claus Coming to Town might be right there, Mariah Carey, best Christmas
song
of all time.
Why? Because it's like, Santa Claus is coming.
Yeah, it's like a unique voice to it. And when it starts off, you get...
Very accurate.
That's exactly right.
That was a great imitation. Very proud of you. Here's post number three. This is from September 17, 2023. The Giants follow up one of the worst losses you will ever see with one of the best. I believe in Brian Daboll. I believe in Daniel Jones. Is that Sean Morash?
That's definitely Sean.
Sal Licata.
Not Sal.
Chris McMonagle.
Why would he care?
Or Tommy Lou Gower?
I think it's... Maybe it's Tommy.
He paused for a second.
I want to say Tommy.
Loogie is future of the station.
That is Tommy Lou Gower. Can you do me a favor, Tommy?
Yeah.
Do you have the tweet in front of you?
I can get it in front of me.
All right, I'm going to read it to you. The Giants follow... Actually, just repeat after me, and I want you to do it passionately, because I can hear you saying this. That's what makes me laugh. Now, I knew it was you, but hearing like that, those words from you, like I can hear it. So
I have the tweet.
All right, read it for us.
The Giants follow up one of the worst losses you will ever see with one of the best. I believe in Brian Daboll. I believe in Daniel Jones. 888-808-1019.
What does that mean, though? A best loss?
No, one of the worst losses. He said the Giants followed up with one of the worst losses you'll ever see with one of the best. And I tell you exactly what he was talking about.
One of the best losses?
Right. He didn't reestablish the noun.
Well, he meant one of the best wins, and I know exactly the game he's talking about.
What is this, high school? It's Twitter.
It was right after the Dallas loss last year, and they beat the Arizona Cardinals, the second half comeback.
Got it.
That makes sense?
Got it.
So a year ago, Tommy Lou Gower, who's now Brian Daboll's harshest critic and loves Tommy DeVito, was, I believe in Brian Daboll.
The problem is
I believe in Daniel Jones.
Right. There's one subject that he's talking about. It's the losses. So when you say best losses, you...
I'm back to this. The grammar police. Sean, you can't even spell your own name right, so don't give me the grammar police stuff. I hear what you're saying, but everyone understood what I meant.
Edit it.
Clearly not. Me digging.
Do you think they're going to fight at some point, like physically?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Interesting.
No, he just ducked that, too.
I don't know what you said.
I don't even.
Okay. Finally, and this is something. November 28th, 2013. Happy Thanksgiving.
November what?
No. Okay, I'm sorry. November 28th, 2013.
Okay.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, Selena Gomez. I'm thankful for your butt cheeks spilling out.
What? Now with a straight face.
I have to try this with a straight face. Happy Thanksgiving, Selena Gomez. I'm thankful for your butt cheeks spilling ever so slightly out of your sparkly shorts.
Huh. So this must have been a Thanksgiving Day parade thing?
Or a halftime show, maybe?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those. Here are your options. Tommy Lou Gower, Sean Morash, Greg Giannotti, or Evan Roberts.
It's got to be...
Which one of us is the creepiest on Thanksgiving?
That's Gio.
Pictures of your booty.
I was going to say, maybe it was you. It's like, maybe your wife was out of town. You're just kind of watching. Yeah, but it was Thanksgiving, so you had been with her.
At 2013, I was not married.
Oh.
2013, I was a single man at that time.
I did not even calculate that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't say you.
That was a fun one.
Talk about creepy. She was 20 that year.
Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Well, how old was G at the time? I mean, it was a decade ago. He wasn't that old. He was probably like 29 years old.
I guess that's true.
If you're a 29-year-old, you could talk about a 20-year-old.
Gee, I love you. 29. Isn't G like 43 or 44?
Well, this was 11 years ago.
All right, so like 30, 31.
So what's 11 minus whatever year we're in?
I don't know. I can't do grammar. I definitely can't do math.
How old is Giannotti? 43? No, I think he's my age. I'm 41. I think he's 42. Oh. I think he's a year older than me.
She did halftime at a Cowboy game. He was right.
Oh, there goes Tiki. Hold on, I'm looking up Giannotti. Is he on Wikipedia, Greg?
No, I think he's 41, 42 years old. So he was 31 years old.
Well, you work with the guy.
He's a 31-year-old guy talking about Selena Gomez on Thanksgiving.
I don't have an issue.
Well, who just brought up Selena Gomez's age?
Me.
Tiki did.
No. It was me, and forget about it.
You changed your mind. That's a brand new edition of Post and Toasted every Tuesday. Yeah.
No, look at that. The red hands are tight.
Can you guys do this properly?
The mic's on.
All right, thank you very much. We'll come back, get back to your calls. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. Plus, the Mets have a strategy when it comes to free agency, and I admit it's a little concerning. I'll express what my concern is and what that strategy is coming up. Sean's got a Cinco de Five-0 and 20 minutes as well.